96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Never been arrested.
I was arrested in my 20s when I was in college.
But you went to college?
Alright, I'm very college educated. You didn't know, bitch? You didn't know?
I can't
you need to
tell.
Pull my record.
Spell bridesmaids. The ass is not silent, honey.
Let's go back to talk about being a stripper. I was a stripper, and I liked it.
What club was that at?
Yeah, that was another nasty catfight from the reality show Real Housewives of Atlanta. That's a bit extreme, certainly, but it is true that some women have a really hard time getting along. We've seen it on the job, we've seen it in church, and many other social settings. Now, sometimes it takes a while for these things to develop, and sometimes it just takes a look and a nasty comment will start. But what's behind it, and why is it not an issue for all women? My guest tonight, Dr. Greg Carr, chair of Howard University's Afro-American Studies Department. And we're also going to be hearing comments from Dr. Clenora Hudson-Weems in a bit. She is the author of the Africana Womanism Trilogy. But I want to hear from our listeners as well. Interested to hear not only from the women, but also from the men. Lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Okay, Dr. Carr, let's get down to brass taxes here. This is certainly an issue for some women. As a matter of fact, someone commented on my Facebook page blaming reality TV. And I said, this is an issue that is certainly much, much older than reality TV. From your perspective, why is it that some women cannot get along, or even worse, will say, I don't do women, I don't deal with them, and they don't like them from the jump as soon as they see them?
I think it's a symptom. I'm always glad to be with you on your radio classroom.
Always good to have you here. Yes, I'm always going to learn something.
No, brother. And I'm glad you have possibly Dr. Clenora Hudson-Weems, my friend and colleague. She'll have a lot to say about this. I would just say that I think it's symptomatic, whether it be the relationship between women on a daily basis who may have that attitude, or something like the Real Housewives of Atlanta. It's a symptom. The cause of it is the structure of the society we live in. We're not talking about community. This society is really very much anchored in the idea that we are individuals. We should pursue our desires, our wants. And so when you start thinking about the way people interact with each other, we interact as free agents. And women and men are, we're hardwired for certain interaction. So, you know, the folks in biology will tell you that, you know, women are hardwired to reproduce. Men are hardwired to reproduce. But when you start talking about things like scarcity perhaps of a mate, you might have somebody who's looking at somebody like you might be competition for a mate. And a lot of this is socialization. How are you socialized to compete? If you don't have a society that's structured around community, you have a society where people are basically competing with each other 24/7. And when you have two members of the same sex, not gender necessarily, I mean, gender is a social construct, same sex, you know, it just comes off as you may be my competition. I shouldn't be your friend.
But hold on, though, because this isn't applicable to all women. I've been ever since I posted this on my Facebook page and have been talking to folks in social media about this. You know, one friend of mine said, I've never had an issue getting along with women. But my issue with her was, well, everybody loves you. You don't count. Okay.
Why wouldn't she count, Harold?
Yeah, but and the reason I say that is because, you know, just as I said, everybody likes her. This is one of those people that when you meet, you can't help but liking that person. But then there are some people that, yeah, and I should say some women that still don't have a problem getting along with other women. So, you know, is this truly just about social construct, or is this about how girls are socialized?
Okay. Yeah, I think we're seeing pretty much the same thing.
Okay.
The socialization process. I mean, you know, it's very interesting. Typically, it seems to me, when we encounter women who kind of get along with mm-hmm. everybody, including women, it is a question of personality. And it's also a question of socialization. How do you enter and exit a space? Often, as the young people would say, the shade
right.
that a woman may throw to another woman, right? That shade often comes as a consequence of somebody projecting something onto someone else, like literally writing an attitude on somebody else's body. How much of this not getting along comes from not communicating and not knowing each other?
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we're taught how to diffuse situations.
Right.
You know, and there are women who, you know, and we live in a society, and this is Western society generally. We've kind of borrowed some bad habits from some of the folks came and got us on these boats. When you live in a culture that is visually oriented, that is materially oriented, you can look at somebody and think you know something about them by how they look.
Mm-hmm.
So,
exactly.
You know, so some people get punished in this society for, quote unquote, being too, quote unquote, pretty or, quote unquote, too sexy or something. Where does that come from? That's not the person themselves. That's somebody projecting something onto them. So I like the way you put it, Harold. People are socialized into that kind of thinking.
Well, let's find out what Pamela has to say. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Pamela from Oxon Hill, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I agree with your guest, and I agree with also your friend that everyone loves. But some things that I notice are when women will try to project their negative energy onto someone else by giving them that shade.
How do they do that? What does that look like? So, you
make a mean face. It's called mean face.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lot of different names. And you might not notice it. Like if you're just carrying on with your day, you might not notice it, or you're just out in public, until you just happen to see someone staring at you.
Hmm.
And if they're staring at you, they're staring at you to give you that mean look, and like it's almost like they're trying to project their bad attitude or their negative feelings about how they feel or whatever onto that person. So okay. I think that's something that has to do a lot with it.
Okay, Pamela, thank you. I appreciate your phone call. I need to take a break. When we come back, more of your phone calls. Again, you know, the question is, why is it that some women have such a difficult time getting along with other women? And sometimes it is as soon as you meet them or as soon as they see each other. Is it a look? Is this about jealousy? Is this about competition? Is there some other reason? Lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141 and WHUR. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're asking, why do some women have a really hard time getting along? Well, my guests tonight are Dr. Greg Carr, Chair of Howard University's Afro-American Studies Department, and we do have Dr. Clenora Hudson-Weems, author of the Africana Womanism Trilogy. 202 is the phone number, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Dr. Hudson-Weems, I know you weren't going to leave this topic to just the men.
No, we're going to share this turf.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because we were going to get into a whole lot of trouble. Okay, so talk to me. You know, doctor, what's happening here with the women that can't seem to get along with each other? And it, you know, you're a woman. I'm sure you've seen it, even if it doesn't affect you,
yeah.
That, you know, somebody will walk in the room, she'll look at you, and she'll give you the mean face. Or she may say to her buddy that came in with her, oh, I don't like her. I don't like her dress. I don't like her shoes. Don't like her skin tone. What's going on here?
Well, this is very interesting. In the second book in the trilogy of Africana Womanism, it's called Africana Womanist Literary Theory, and there's a chapter in there called Genuine Sisterhood and Lack Thereof. Because we keep this buzzword, sisters and sisterhood, as if it's just very, very much prevalent out there when there's so much negativity and mean-spiritedness going on, and we don't understand it. You know, I think Toni Morrison did an excellent job in addressing that, for example, in her address at Barnard College back in the 80s called the Cinderella Stepsisters. And so she talks about the fact that, you know, we find ourselves anti each other. We are attacking each other. The genuine sisterhood is not ringing out because we are finding fault, you know, or we will, in a sense, in trying to protect ourselves, pull our sisters down by finding flaws in whatever they're doing or in character or whatever.
Where does this come from? And why is this
happening? Well, I think that it comes from a sense of competition. That's one of the things that you think that you're in constant competition with each other. You know, this this sister is in a sense, you know, taking what I need or what I have to have or what's mine. You know, it's that whole sense of monitoring. That's another element because of this insecurity that we how we try to. Work at it, or how we try to deal with this, to find or to identify flaws in the other, and that makes them under us, you see? And that's very bad. It's what Morrison's Cinderella Stepsister addresses, that whole thing of, you know, in the workplace, for example, finding ways of pulling each other down, you know, that you find oftentimes that lack of support, the very one that you would think would help you to get tenure in the academy, for example, to help you to get a tenure, whatever, would sometimes deliberately find ways of making that not happen.
Well, let me hold you. Let me stop you there because I've got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation. So if you were on the phone, Alicia, Carrie, Richard, please do not hang up. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation. Why do some women find it so difficult to get along with others? We'll be back in a moment.